Hello and welcome to This Girl Reads. My name is Camille, I am 10 years old and this is the podcast where I talk all about my fantastic books that I've read.
Hello and welcome back to, is it season 6 now of This Girl Reads?
I'm not sure.
It's been such a long time, but you are a year older and in a new school year, which is?
Year 6.
So this is the first episode of the school year, because I would imagine it's been a very busy start to the year.
Yes.
So what book are you going to review today, Camille?
So today I'm going to review Following Frankenstein, which is by Katherine Brunton.
Okay, I've heard that name before. Is there anything else that she's read?
Written.
She's probably read loads of things.
Katherine has also written No Ballet Shoes in Syria, Another Twist in the Tale, and We Can Be Heroes, which is also a movie on Netflix. So go and watch that soon because it's really good.
Is it? And have you read any of those other books? Or is this the first?
This is the first book I've read, but I really would like to read No Ballet Shoes in Syria and Another Twist in the Tale.
Excellent. So Camille, can you tell me a little bit about Following Frankenstein by Katherine Brunton?
A girl called Maggie, who lives on the docks of a small village with her aunt, is the main character in the book. She doesn't live with her father because he is always away wanting to find Frankenstein's creation. When Maggie's aunt dies, Maggie is so disappointed because her aunt was the only one who looked after her. Her father goes away on a ship on one of his quests. He has made a deal with a mysterious man to go hunting for the creature Frankenstein, and Maggie is worried about him, so she stows away on the ship too. When they do find the creature, they find out that it isn't the creature that they thought it was, but the son of a creature. Soon Maggie learns that he isn't such a creature but a boy. When Maggie discovers he has a name, Kata, they become friends.
Is it set in like a modern time, or is it set in
I think it is set quite far back, but I'm not really sure, but I do have the feeling that it's set quite far back, not in modern times.
Okay. What type of book is this, and what were your favourite parts?
So this is an adventure of a lifetime with unpredictable events, lots of plot twists, and an unlikely friendship. My favourite character is Maggie, because she is an adventurous girl with a mind of her own, a bit like me. My favourite part has got to be where Maggie stows away on the ship, because it leaves you on the edge. You're like, is she going to get caught? Is she going to get caught?
Right, I see. So I was just going to say, it's kind of like one of those books where you can't leave a chapter. You've got to read the next bit to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
A bit like Cog Heart. That's one of my favourite books.
That's when we do books at school. They choose the books really carefully so we can like do all this work on it. And there was one book we did, which is a really good boy. It's called Anglo-Saxon Boy. And every chapter you were like, when can we read the next part? When can we read the next part?
I might have to add that to my list as well then.
It is. It's a really good book.
Have you read Cog Heart, by the way?
No.
You need to read Cog Heart. It's fantastic. It's time for my favourite part now. It's the Camille Emoji Trio. So what would you give this book?
I would definitely give this book like the 10 space, because it is so tense and it makes you want to read more. You can literally not get enough of it. I'd also give it the strong arm, because Maddie is a strong and very independent girl. And I'd give it kind of like the devil face, because some people who you think seem like are going to be monsters turn out to be nice people. And that means you should never judge a book by its cover. And I would definitely recommend this book to anyone who loves plot twists and adventures and anything that leaves you like hanging off the edge. It's time for the worst part of the show, and you can definitely skip this if you want. It's dad jokes.
Dad jokes is the best part of the show, and wait till I tell you what happened this week. I've had a really exciting week. Mm-hmm. I met the man who invented windowsills. What a ledge.
That was actually really good.
Yeah, no, it was. I can see by your face. Take that. Best part of the show.
At the end of the summer, I had a very special message from Catherine in Spain.
My name is Catherine. I am 7 years old and I live in Spain. I liked a lot your podcast because it was very interesting. Have you read any Enid Blyton books? I have read 4 of them. The Enchanted Wood, The Magic Faraway Tree, The Folk of the Faraway Tree, and one called The Magic Faraway Tree by Jacqueline Wilson, inspired by Enid Blyton. It's about the same tree and all its different characters. I would like to recommend you to read The Enchanted Wood. It's very exciting when they suddenly find this wood. I hope you like it. Bye.
Thank you, Catherine, for your lovely message. I have read some of the Enid Blyton books and I think they're amazing. I love the way she writes and just describes everything. I have read Enchanted Wood and I love it. It's amazing. I haven't read the Jacqueline Wilson version though, so I'm really excited to read that. Have you read Mallory Towers? That's a really good set by Enid Blyton too. Bye! Thank you for listening to the first ever episode of Season 6 of This Girl Reads. We do have a special guest, which we haven't yet told you about. His name is Albus, he is our new kitten, and he's been sat on my knee this whole time. You may be able to hear him. Oh, he's gone. He's a little hot water bottle.
He's been warming you up all the way through, hasn't he? So, as Camille said, thank you for joining us. As usual, if you've got any recommendations, please get in touch via Twitter. Or you can leave a message just like Catherine did. We loved that message, Catherine. You can leave a message just like Catherine did by clicking on the link in the show notes. And of course, if you have a dad joke you would like to share, you can do that via Twitter
or
via the Anchor message as well. And that just leaves us to say
thank you,
and we'll see you in
soon
the next episode.